Hey everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA. I own Choice Tax Relief, and today I'm answering a YouTube question from MacGset123, who says, "I just got an LT38 in the mail to my Japan address where he lives now. He says, I'm wondering what I should do. The amount is about $9,000. I can't even log into the IRS website because I don't have access to my Social Security card or some verification documents. Can I qualify for any relief and not pay?" So Mac GSET123, I'm gonna share my thoughts on how to approach the situation with the limited information I have. But to answer your question, plain and simple, can you qualify for any relief and not pay? I have no idea. We would have to look at your situation. When was this debt owed? Why did this debt arise? What year or years is this debt from? When is the IRS's collection statute expiration date, as well as your personal circumstances, most importantly, your current financial situation, to determine whether you'd qualify for any tax relief options. And I'd encourage you to check out my video, link to it right here at the top of the screen, in which I go over the major tax relief options. And most of these things are, it's the same for whether you live here in the United States or abroad, if you owe the IRS back taxes. But one thing that I would wonder in particular, because you're overseas, is do you know why you owe the IRS $9,000, right? Because for folks who live overseas, sometimes they think they don't need to file tax returns anymore with the United States, with the IRS, because they are overseas. But the fact of the matter is, if you're a US citizen, even if you're living abroad, you still must report to the IRS your worldwide income. That includes income earned overseas. And some folks have heard bits and pieces about the foreign earned income exclusion that, oh, well, the first $100,000, and that amount is adjusted annually, but the first $100,000 you make overseas is tax free in the eyes of the IRS. And they think, oh, I don't need to file taxes anymore, right? Well, there's two things you gotta know about that. First thing, to take the foreign earned income exclusion, you actually have to file a tax return. It's not an automatic thing. You gotta file a tax return. Number two, the foreign earned income exclusion is only for regular income tax. If you're self-employed, you may also owe self-employment tax that the foreign earned income exclusion does not help you with. Now, if the United States and the country you live in have what's called a totalization agreement, you could elect to opt into that country's Social Security system, right? And I happen to know for a fact, because we looked into it for another client, that the United States and Japan does have a totalization agreement. So, and this is probably getting way too in the weeds here, but let's say someone living in Japan could elect out of the United States Social Security system and say, I'm just going to be part of the Japanese Social Security system. Then they could get out of paying self-employment tax. Okay, so that's one thing to know. So, Mac G said, I would ask, do you know why you owe this money? Right? Because it might, if you don't know why you owe this money, it's possible the IRS filed what's called an SFR, a substitute return for you, while you were living overseas. And if this was just for W-2 income, then you may not actually owe very much tax on that at all. Right, all you would have to do is file an SFR protest return to protest that FSR assessment to take the foreign earned income exclusion against your W-2 income. If you're self-employed, different story. You'll probably still owe some self-employment tax to the United States unless you opt into Japan's Social Security system, because the United States and Japan have a totalization agreement. But let's say that the $9,000 you owe Mac is legitimate. It's from a tax return that you filed. And it's accurate. There's nothing you can do to really say, hey, I don't owe that money. Well, then you would look into tax relief options on how to deal with that debt. And that's what I talk about day in and day out here on my channel, right? Installment agreement, partial payment installment agreement, offer and compromise, current non-collectible status. These are all things I've talked about over and over again on my channel. And here's a link to another video at the top of the screen where I covered all those options in a different manner than the video I linked to at the beginning of this video. And then I know it's probably in your head, Mac. Okay, so this all sounds great, Logan. Okay, I hear you. But what if I just ignore the IRS? Like, what are they going to do? right? Or will the tax debt simply just drop off, right? Because you know, the IRS only has 10 years to collect the debt. They probably don't know, you know, about my Japanese accounts. And by the way, that could be a very slippery slope, because there's something called FBAR, FinCEN, where you do have to report to the IRS your foreign assets, right? If they hit at least $10,000 during the year, if they just hit it, that's not the average balance. That's not, you know, the beginning of the year, the ending of the year balance. If they hit $10,000 during the year, you have to report that to the IRS, okay? So let me just put that out there. But, you know, let's say that you don't have foreign assets, foreign accounts totaling at least $10,000. IRS doesn't know about your Japanese bank account. You might think, well, I can just, you know, I can just forget about this debt. The IRS can't, they don't really have any power to collect from me. I'm in Japan. You know, they can't file a notice of federal tax lien here, you know, in Japan county records, so that, you know, if I sell my home in Japan, that the IRS is going to get first dibs. You know, they don't know about my Japanese bank account. If they did, you know, it's very, usually foreign banks aren't, you know, required to comply if even if the IRS wants them to levy, right? So, you know, I see that line of thinking, but I will say this, that debt's not going away, because when you are out of the country for more than 6 months, the IRS's 10-year time limit to collect your debt actually goes on pause mode, okay? And there's a little more nits to this, right? But basically, if you're overseas for more than 6 months, and obviously the United States knows you're overseas because it sent you the LT38 to Japan, MAC. You know, your the IRS's 10-year collection statute, the 10 years that it has a collected debt, is actually paused right now. That clock is not running. It will start running again once you get back to the U.S. Okay. So this is all to say, you know, Mac, it's a complicated issue. I can't tell you exactly what to do in your situation. Unfortunately, you owe less than $10,000, which is our threshold for a free consultation. But I would say call the IRS, right? First step, so you understand why you owe this $9,000. You said you can't log into your online account because you don't have access to your social security card and some verification documents. Okay, I get that. You can't get through the ID.me thing. Call them up, right, to figure out, hey, what year is this for? Why do I owe this? Start there, okay? And then watch some of my other videos, right? They're pretty educational on potential tax relief options that you could have. Obviously, if you're making, like, you know, really good money, you have a lot of assets, you're probably not going to qualify for any hardship-based resolution. I suggest you just get on a payment plan with the IRS, right? That's something you're guaranteed. If you owe less than $10,000 to the IRS, they are in fact required to let you get into a payment plan with them, so you don't have to pay it all off immediately if you owe them less than $10,000. So that's my take, Mac. You know, I can't just, you know, read these few sentences and tell you exactly what you should do. There's some complications here, especially if you live overseas. There's, you know, a few other things. A lot of the stuff is the same, but there's a few other things to think about if you live overseas and owe back taxes. Anyway, folks, thank you so much for watching this video. I have some other videos here on the left-hand side of your screen about tax relief. You can also reach out to us at Choice Tax Relief by calling 866-8000-TAX. Or clicking the button here, filling out the form on our homepage. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000, we'll give you a free consultation. All right, folks, thanks so much for watching. See you in the next video. Bye-bye.